Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Got a great program lined up for you. Hour number three, we're going to get back to, maybe the Bible. What do you know about that? Might even have some answers in there for some of this stuff that's going on. So we'll get into that with you. Next hour, we'll be joined by Dr. David Wormser. We'll get an update on what's happening in Israel, the skirmishes that continue there and the effects of that and some of the crossover, as it relates to what's happening here as well. And, might even get some thoughts. I stayed up kind of late last night and watched a kind of the rebroadcast of the, coronation of the king in England. Interesting stuff. Of course, ABC News was, good grief, about as woke as you could possibly imagine, which was really almost made me throw up in my bed. But nonetheless, there were some neat moments associated with it as well. We'll talk about some of that coming up as well. Gordon Knight is with us, bottom of this hour. Gordon Knight's publishing company. He is a criminal on the lam seeking political asylum here in Texas from Canada because his electrical guide that he published. The government of Canada says that you can't publish a guide on how to install electricity. Only we can, even though he's been doing it for over 100 years. But, you know, his family has. Anyway, and so, yeah, they have, and now they've branded him a criminal as a result of that. It's really quite a story. What do you do when the 800-pound gorilla comes after you? Well, I want to welcome my good friend who's with us here each and every Monday to open up our week, the president of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. And it's a real head scratcher. Why wouldn't the government of Canada want people to be able to hook up their own electricity? I wonder why.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a big genius to see behind that one. but before we get started, we've kind of neglected doing this for a little bit, but I wanted to just ask you about India because you've been, the ministry continues there. And just because we don't talk about it necessarily every week, I hope to talk about the debt ceiling and some other stuff too. But I am curious, give us an update on what's happening in India, hot off the presses from services and other things.
I have some good news on Friday night. I'm going to go ahead and put this little piece up on the screen, but on Friday night, we, were able to, there we go. On Friday night, we were able to put in our 41st freshwater well. Yeah. And that well was actually sponsored by the widow of the late Dr. Tom Barrett.
Wow.
Doctor.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Tom was a great guy. It's quite a shock when he passed on. I know he was a regular guest.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah, it really was. It was quite a shock when he passed away. Completely unexpected heart attack that took him about 2 years ago. And so Anna and I were visiting and she wanted to get caught up on what was going on. And I shared with her what we were doing. And she said, oh, my gosh, well, I want to make a donation. And so she sent the $400 to cover a well. And so we put the well in on Friday. And we will go back once the water is coming out, and we're going to actually put a plaque up that says in memory of Dr. Tom Barrett that'll be there in India, in that village.
Very cool. And remind everybody, how many people get water from a $400 well? How many people's lives are away from the disease that's in the water that they're drinking now to fresh water?
And that is such a big deal. From anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500, even as many as 3,000 people will be impacted by one well, and for as many as 10 years just with that one well.
So it's basically changing.
It's generational.
Changing 1,500 to 3,000 lives for a decade.
Yeah.
For $400.
Yep.
That's
exactly.
And you've done 41 of these wells, meaning that, right now we're talking close to around 100,000 people who have had their lives altered, generationally altered, where kids aren't dying of disease because of the pollution in the water they're drinking. Because, bottom line is, if you're drinking groundwater, that's the water that also has, it's like, back medieval times when you had the sewage running down the center of the street, you didn't drink the water. So this isn't like, you've got some plastic pipe that you need to change. This is water that is polluted beyond anything we can imagine drinking here in America.
And, well,
100,000 people's lives changed because of, 41 people giving $400. That's an amazing ministry.
Thank you, sir.
How do people come to, how does that translate into people coming to Christ?
Well, you're bringing entire villages and communities to the Lord, because, you know, we don't restrict it. They don't have to be Christians in order to get the water, but the kindness of that and what that shows, and just the goodwill that's associated with it, you know, it has opened up doors for us all across Punjab. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are hearing the gospel, because when we go into a community, we can talk about the fact that we've put wells in. Oh, by the way, that well that you, that, you know, some of the people in your community draw from over, you know, over the hill or down the road, that's a well we put in. And they know that. And so they say, yes, please come and share. We would love to hear from you.
And I, without making it too blunt, but, you know, kind of a message, but fact of the matter is, these are people who the government has failed in India. They are the lowest caste, and in India, caste system still exists.
Well,
And so,
I want to share a story about that here in a minute, Rick, because one of the sad pieces that came out over the weekend is that a young lady was murdered because of her caste and because of her Christianity. On the screen right now, folks, you see a man in a red turban. He's Sikh, with a young woman. They were to be married. And instead and she came from this lower caste. This is a picture of the roof on her house. It's a just kind of a rundown brick building with a tin roof on top. And this is the inside of their main living quarters. This is the family. This is her mother and her two brothers and two of our pastors. Her mom lost her husband 15 years ago. He was murdered for his faith. And this was her eldest daughter. And she was to be married to that man that was in that very first picture. That man and his family plotted, and there's a picture of her on the screen right now, dead. They slit her throat. And in this picture, you can see where they have taken staples to try to put her head back on so that they could bury her with her head still on her. This is the young lady. And this is the man and his family that murdered her because she's Christian and lower caste, and his family decided that he should not marry her. And he went into an agreement with them, and they killed her for her faith and for being lower caste.
Heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. So I'm glad we were able to start the Monday morning with we have to deal with the reality that in the world, this is the world. And the good news is she's with Jesus.
Yes.
That's the good news. Because people get killed for the caste all the time. But without the love of Jesus, they're doomed. And so by having Jesus in her home, by her father who was martyred before her, there's hope out of tragedy. And it's a hope that, we all have as followers of Christ. But it's you look at it and you say this is a horrific, tragic situation, but know that there are many others who get killed because marrying down is a shame to the family and in terms of caste. And because people are not viewed as being equal with rights,
yeah,
murdering them is, if you're in the dominant culture, murdering them is kind of like, you know, just the thing. It's not.
Well, it's like putting
away with it.
Yeah, it would be like putting down a stray animal that serves, you know, that in there in that serves no purpose.
Right.
They don't treat these people like they're human beings.
Right.
And remember
when Christ traveled and when he was on the earth, he's obviously still alive, but when he was walking on this earth for 33 years, for 3 years of ministry, you know, he had people of all castes who followed him. He had people who were in King Herod's court. He had people who were in the Roman establishment.
Yeah.
But he also had a lot of people who they said, why are you talking to them? Who are you talking to?
Sinners and publicans, they called them. Yeah.
He can't talk to them.
Yeah.
They're not the right people. And
God bless you.
That's a Satan sneeze. but you can't talk to them. We're called to reach out to the least of these, and not just the least of these on our own community, and we certainly need to do that, but the least of these around the world who make America's poor look like some of the wealthiest people in the world. So it's a, you know, we have a, and this is what the Indian ministry does. I personally gave money to do a well, and it's, you know, $400 well spent, not any money I missed at all. But people somewhere in India are enjoying the fruits of that.
Amen. And
so I would say it's one of those things that, you know, if it calls your heart, there is a way to do that. And Pastor Greg will tell you how to do that now.
You can go to the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com website and click on the donate button and do it there. Or you can go to Pastor Greg paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can also go to Cash App and use $PastorGregCGR and do it there. And you can do the same thing at Venmo at PastorGregCGR. So there's several different ways in which you can make your donation, and the $400 donation be appreciated. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way and send in a check, you could do that as well. And make it to Faith Harvest Church, Faith Harvest Church, and send it to P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. That's 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003, the P.O. Box. And we'll make sure and use those funds to put in the freshwater well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, two things I want to get in. The Biden crime family, there's supposed to be a press conference coming up about that on Wednesday. And then I want to talk about, because there is a carryover between this persecution we've just discussed and the wave of what's hit us here in America. When you think about J6, when you think about the people who are fighting for the life of the least of these, and I'm talking about the pro-life people whose doors are being kicked down by the FBI, and they are being assaulted by multiple rifles and weapons and so on in their own homes in front of small children. These kinds of things are taking place. They're happening right here. Parents are being assaulted as domestic terrorists. People who are standing for faith against this transgender movement. It's all happening right here. And yet the Biden crime family continues to walk free while patriots are being set up and put into kangaroo courts with juries that are not of their peers, by the way. It's really quite sad. We'll have that coming up for you right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And, man, I'm going to find that page here. I know I am. There we go. There I am. There's Rick.
Hey.
Boy, it took a minute, but, yeah, had you hiding there. Anyway, all right, I want to talk about this thing with Biden. We're kind of teased into it, but apparently Comer is coming out. Representative Comer is coming out and making a major announcement, supposedly on Wednesday, regarding Biden and criminal activity and some bribery and some intimidation and things that he did when he was vice president. Talk to me about what you're hearing and what do we think we're going to see?
Well, last week, James Comer, Representative James Comer, is chairman of the House Government of Oversight and Accountability Committee. I keep changing the name, but chairman of the House Oversight Committee. sent a letter along with Senator Chuck Grassley, who, remember, was the head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate for a number of years and was involved in a lot of the investigations of what was going on. He's now on the Budget Committee. But he and Senator Grassley and Comer have sent a letter to the FBI saying, you know, we want a very specific document. We want any documents that are essentially FBI write-ups of crimes that they are investigating the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden about. And so they did that. They put that out last week based upon whistleblowers who have told them that there are some very specific things that have happened and have told them where to look.
Okay.
Most importantly, they've told them where to look, what form to ask for, exactly how to phrase the
inquiry. Okay.
And it's reasonable to assume that they don't release the letter unless they had at least some documentation telling them exactly what was on the documents they're looking for. And that way, if the FBI comes back and doesn't have the document that they have in hand, they can say to the FBI director, wait a second, we have this document and you didn't provide your version of this document.
Right.
So there's a little bit of gotcha being played here to force the FBI, by not telling exactly what they've got. The FBI then doesn't know what they should produce. If they don't produce something that's in their hands already, then they can say you didn't comply. They can go after Christopher
Wray
pretty aggressively,
right?
For failure to meet a subpoena. Bottom line is, on Wednesday, James Comer and Chuck Grassley sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying, do not indict or do anything on the Hunter Biden case until you see what we've got. Okay.
Wow.
And so they gave notice, do not proceed until you see what we have, meaning they had every reason to believe that the Department of Justice was going to come through with some kind of announce an investigation and do something which said, oh, well, Congress can't look at this anymore because we're now investigating it, and try to use that as the cover-up mode. And, so kind of hard to believe the FBI, which has had the Hunter Biden laptop since 2019, is suddenly in hurry-up mode. But that's what they're trying to avoid, and they want to be able to present what they have very directly outside the judicial system. And the warning was, don't do anything on this until Wednesday when we present what we've got. And that will be – so we'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun-filled week with we know that there's fights in the White House between how to handle the Hunter Biden's legal team wants to handle stuff one way. The White House wants to handle it another way. And people ask why the White House is involved. Well, the White House is involved because one of the purposes of this committee is to see if Joe Biden, if there's any
was involved
to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And which those of us who are familiar with the Hunter Biden laptop have every reason to believe that there was, hence
right.
the term big guy. But there's so the White House is involved because they're trying to stop an impeachment against the president and head that off. And if they have to lop off the sun to be able to do that, the White House staff's more than happy to do that. I don't know that Joe and Hunter are all that happy with that idea. And by the way, Joe Biden has assured us just this weekend that Hunter's done nothing wrong. So yeah.
Everything's fine.
No wrong.
Yeah.
Hunter can do no wrong.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Incredible. All right. Rick, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll be watching this. Folks, this is a byproduct of a country that has chosen the creation over the creator and has thrown God out. And this is what you get. This is the kind of godless leadership that you get when they support killing babies and mutilating children. Just at just that by itself should tell you everything you need to know about what kind of criminal monsters we've got sitting as the tyrants over this country right now. Rick, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Take care.
You bet. Gordon Knight joins me here momentarily. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your CleanSlate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your CleanSlate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Gordon Knight. And Gordon, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Great to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you back, I should say.
Slowly becoming a regular, Greg.
There you go. There you go. Well, why don't we begin to just kind of catch people up on the background of this story and what has happened to you. So let's kind of start, I guess, at the beginning. And I can't believe it's been 12 years.
Oh, Well, me neither. It's been a heck of a ride, I can tell you. The fact is that I owned a small company. I still own a small company that publishes electrical guidebooks, Greg. So, and I publish them only in Canada. I live in Texas, but it's for the Canadian market. And a few years ago, 12 years ago now, the Canadian government decided it would be a terrific idea to publish their own guidebook in competition with me. And if we just set aside whether the government ought to be doing that or not, the fact is they weren't very good at it, Greg, and they weren't very much of a competitive threat. So they decided to solve the problem, not by upping their game or improving their product line or improving their customer service. Rather, they would use the power of government to try to suppress their competition. And that's how everything sort of got started. They began a series of ruinous litigations against me, 8 litigations in total across 3 different continents. It has been quite a ride. Now, in addition to that, they've started being, shall we say, flexible in their interpretations of law with regard to regulatory. So they would start banning my books. So in addition to the litigations, I'm dealing with book banning across the country of Canada. Then they would send out public safety warnings that giving instructions on how to comply with electrical law is incredibly dangerous, and I certainly should not be trusted to sell books to anybody, that sort of thing. So you've got the power of government being used in a variety of ways to try to wipe out a little guy, a little competitor. That's basically sort of how we got to where we are right now. Now, over the course of that 12-year period, Greg, I was facing all these litigations, but I've also had to flee the country about 2 years ago and take up shop in Texas. I've had to file for political asylum because we started seeing the government using its influence in court to arrange rulings, let's say. So by way of example, the first ruling that we had was actually by a judge who was employed by the same civil servants that were the plaintiff. So the plaintiff was also the judge and the jury and the jailer and the whole thing. It's what's usually referred to as trial rigging. It is a massive crime in both countries, but because it's the government, they can get away with it. This is the kind of barrage that I've been working with. And yes, I am in year number 12 now.
This is absolutely insane. I'm going to tell you, we were unable to connect this morning via Zoom. So I am, you know, looking for a picture of Mr. Knight to put up, which I do this with all my guests. When if for some reason, most of the time we're able to get, you know, the Zoom thing connected. But if not, I go online and I do a search, and I'm pretty adept after 11 years. And actually my background was as a private investigator back in the day. So I'm pretty good at being able to to find, you know, and locate and identify the pictures of my suspect, if you will. But here I am, Gordon. I'm seriously, as you've been speaking, and I'm listening, but as you've been speaking, I am typing in Gordon Knight. Gordon Knight Canada. Gordon Knight Deep Six Diaries. I kid you not. Look, one of them I did Gordon Knight Deep Six Diaries, and I'm going to show you folks. I'm going to show you what came up. This is absolutely it's kind of hilarious. But here's what came up. Commissioner Gordon. I kid you not. Commissioner Gordon is all over the page. Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner Gordon. The Andy Cohen Diaries. I don't even know how that connects. Deep Six. I don't know. Clive Cussler. Deep Six. Hard Landing. Some woman says Deep Six in a video. I don't know what that's all about. Here's Larry Moe and Curly. There's, it's insane. It's crazy. Now there is something in here that says nanochip CEO Gordon R. Knight. Would that be you?
No, I'm afraid not. I haven't been a nanochip CEO.
Yeah.
No, not me. But the thing is, Greg, if they want to, they can disappear you. I mean, think of the stories we heard growing up about the Soviet Union. It's that kind of thing. The book Deep Six Diaries you refer to, you're right. It was published by me. I wrote it. It's the story of that 12-year saga. It was published last year in December, and it lasted on the market for about a week. And then the government contacted Amazon and told them that the book was actually a counterfeit. And, I mean, it has my name on the cover, Greg, but they said it was a counterfeit. And on that basis, they managed to get the book disappeared. And so my image was pulled off Amazon as well. That's why you can't find it there. Then they contacted the banks and the financial institutions and told them that I was money laundering. And on that basis, they managed to shut down all of our credit card transactions so that we couldn't sell the book. So, you know, it's really hard to find information, which is probably why you're having trouble finding my image, because it's easy for the government to disappear someone. It's tragic, but here's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it's quite shocking. Yeah. I actually, let me again, show you this. So I clicked on one of the links for it, and this is to Amazon. Sorry, we couldn't find that page. Yeah. So,
well, there's the one takeaway we can probably both agree on here, that if the book was not a threat, they wouldn't be banning it, right? That's kind of the bottom line here, that people don't react like this unless there's a threat to their position.
No question. Yeah, absolutely no question. They obviously assume that you are some form of threat to them, and subsequently deem that it's necessary to eradicate, you know, your position. I guess the scary part to all of this truly is, you know, when the 800-pound gorilla decides that you're it, tag, you're it, you're in a pretty hairy spot. I know you've come down here to our state of Texas to seek asylum. Can you tell us how's that going?
I can tell you it's going incredibly slowly. Glaciers move more quickly, Greg. But the reason why is all the chaos on the southern border, right? Everything related to INS is absolutely logjammed right now. So I haven't actually heard anything on that file, on the asylum filing, in almost a year. Not quite, but almost a year.
Wow.
Just because of the backlog. So there's nothing nefarious in there. It's just bureaucracy.
Right.
But I can tell you this. I do expect to get turned down, and it shouldn't be the case. But between Canada and the U.S., they have an understanding that neither side will accept political refugees from the other. If you remember back in the Vietnam era, we had all those draft dodgers flooding into Canada. Not a single one that applied for political asylum up there was granted asylum. It's an understanding between the parties. So I'm not optimistic, but putting the filing in there protects me from extradition in the interim. So it gives me a few years of breathing space to try to find some other way to bring resolution to the matter.
And again, the case, the whole situation here is essentially that somebody up in Canada decided that they wanted to write the book with the how-to book, and they wanted to be the only ones that could write it and the only ones that could sell it. And they didn't like your competition, even though you had been doing it longer, and your book really is a benefit to the Canadian government and to the people of Canada, because if you don't wire your house correctly, it could be kind of a problem for everybody. I mean, I'm just saying.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The fact is, though, that it's more than just the book, because my book business is very small. When I say I'm a small business, Greg, I am the business most of the time, right? So that's how small we are. So it just doesn't warrant the kind of money that the civil service is dropping on this case. What's really happening here is that they were hitting me up for what amounts to protection payments about 12 years ago, and saying that if I just paid them all of my profits, they would allow me to continue to exist, that kind of thing. And they've been doing this to a lot of people. And the fact that I refused to pay and I tried to defend myself, that's why they're putting all this effort into it. That's why it's taking 12 years. Greg, if you think of it like a schoolyard bully trying to get kids lunch money, the one kid that refuses to pay the lunch money is the one child that bully has to destroy. He has to crush that child, because right, all the other kids in the schoolyard are watching to see if the bully really has power. That's why I got in their crosshairs in such a really big way. So it's no longer really about that electrical book. That's what started it. Now this is about raw power and the need to protect all of the influences, all of the benefits that come from the exercise of that power.
And it's the understanding that, you know, you're not dealing with a republic form of government or even any form of democracy. You're dealing with an autocratic situation.
Essentially, yes. We've got a veneer of democracy and the rule of law and justice and all that. But in the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a radical escalation of lawlessness on the part of the state, that they've effectively figured out they can get away with stuff. And they've kind of opened the floodgates, if you were, to all of what they want to do, irrespective of what the law requires of them. And certainly I've been on the cutting edge of some of that, tragically. But, you know, if I can just give you a specific example here, Greg.
Sure.
The Canadian government is actually active inside the United States. And that's also illegal.
Let's hold that for a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get into that. The
sure.
Canadian government is literally operating in conjunction with the U.S. civil service, so to speak. But they are operating really an illegal operation here within the United States. And Gordon has uncovered that by being here and recognizing it and seeing it. And he's going to tell us what it is and what they're doing. And we'll be back to talk about that coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Gordon Knight. And this is... the name of his book, it is Deep Six Diaries. Deep Six Diaries. And you can pick it up at his website, actually. It's probably the only place you can go get it, quite frankly. It's deepsixdiaries.com, the number six. Deep, the number six, diaries.com. And the reason why is because he has been banned by the Canadian government acting inside of our borders and our boundaries. Talk to us about what that looks like, please.
Sure. And one quick caveat just on your comment there, yeah. Greg, just so your listeners know, the book information is on that website that you quoted. I appreciate your quoting it, but we've actually been banned from selling it there as well because we can't do credit card transactions right now. So you can get information there, but we can't actually sell it. It is actually a banned book here in the 21st century in the United States, but here we are. To your question.
And just really quick, let me just throw this in. And yet we have pornographic material being given to grammar school children, okay? And if you've seen, I mean, there's videos all over the place of parents that are sharing stories about graphic depictions of sex that are in children's book sections in the public school libraries. They don't get banned. As a matter of fact, if you suggest that they can get banned, you're some kind of phobe.
Yes, I know. It's like good has become evil. Oh. Evil is good, and off we go. We're in an interesting age.
Yes, go ahead. I just trying to give folks, you know, the contrast there is just stunning.
Yes, I agree with you. But again, you know, we've seen so much of this reversal, right? Between good and evil, for instance, and law enforcement is now the ones committing a lot of crimes. And the government, which is supposed to protect us from criminality, is really the criminal a lot of the time as well. And that's certainly the case with the agency that was hitting me up in Canada. And Greg, as we mentioned before the break, that agency is actually operating inside the United States as well. They've got a significant presence in the United States. And it's a commercial presence, Greg. So what the government of Canada is doing through an agency it owns called CSA Group, stands for Canadian Standards Association, it operates a whole bunch of offices across the United States that employs hundreds and hundreds of people down here, and its main areas of activity are in what are called product certification and testing. So if you think of a manufacturer with a new widget they're trying to sell, in order to sell it legally in this country, they have to have it tested and certified that it is a safe product and it meets all the standards applicable to whatever the widget happens to be. And there are a number of outfits that will do this for you. They're private companies, and the Canadian government will do it for you as well. Additionally, they're involved in drafting regulations and legislation in the U.S. So I just pause there briefly, but the government of a foreign country drafting domestic laws in the United States, that's a problem.
Wow.
But beyond this, a lot of their testing and certification that they're purportedly doing, Greg, they're not actually doing it. What they're doing is taking dollars from the manufacturers and then rubber stamping whatever product it is that the manufacturer submitted for testing. Because, heck, let's face it, it's much more profitable for them to just give them a rubber stamp than it is to actually do the testing of the product. So there's a lot of products in this country right now on store shelves and probably in your homes that have never actually been properly tested and may not be safe. And yes, we have had, you know, house fires, we've had permanent disfiguring injuries to people. We've had deaths in the United States as a result of the Canadian government's falsified testing program. And one last thing they're doing that irritates me that I need to highlight. Greg, they're also heavily involved in offshoring U.S. manufacturing to Asia, mainly to China, but to other countries in Asia as well, because the government of the country of Canada makes money both ways there. They also have testing facilities in Asia where their margins are higher or thicker. And, of course, any manufacturing that leaves the U.S. opens up manufacturing opportunities in Canada itself. These reasons are why the Canadian government is operating on U.S. soil. And all of that, everything I just said to you, is illegal. Because the only place that a foreign government can operate on U.S. soil is at an embassy or a consular office. So doing any of this stuff is contrary to law. It's actually a big scandal. It just nobody knows about it.
Well, and they're aiding and abetting in the destruction of our country, which doesn't surprise me because Justin Trudeau certainly is no friend of America, right?
No, he isn't. He's a bit of an empty suit, but in as much as he has his own opinions, they're not friendly to us. But, you know, this has been going on, actually, Greg, for, about 20 years now. Right. And they're able to get away with it by a little bit of sleight of hand. Now, the Canadian government, CSA, registers down here as a private company, even though they're a government agency. And so what we're doing to counter that is we're going to be filing a litigation shortly, a discrete litigation, a very small one, to compel the U.S. government to redesignate the Canadian government as a government. I know this sounds pretty Dick and Jane, but we need them to actually redesignate, because the moment they can redesignate CSA under what's called the Foreign Missions Act, it wipes out all of those commercial activities I mentioned a moment ago. It just shuts them right off. It would confine their activities to a consular office, and you can't do any of these commercial activities from a consular office. So it's actually a pretty easy fix. It just takes one filing, and you get the job done. That's what we're doing about it.
Well, and the will to do it. I mean, all of these things require the will of someone to be willing to step in and actually do them. That's why Franklin, Benjamin Franklin said, you know, when they ask him, you know, what do we have? Do we have a democracy or a republic? He emphatically said, you have a republic if you can keep it.
I know. It does take a little bit of motion to make things happen. We're hopeful on this one. Because this is a pretty easy redesignating from private to public is pretty straightforward.
Right.
We can get this thing accomplished in about a year. So we're optimistic on this one. It's one of those things that we can actually do that doesn't require waiting for a new election or lobbying of government or convincing congressmen to do something. It's something that can be done without waiting for all that stuff. And on that basis, we're actually fairly optimistic we can get this thing done fairly quickly.
Well, I stand with you in hopes that becomes the case. How can my audience help? What can we do to assist you and assist this process?
The biggest single thing that people can do to help is to donate some dollars to do it. You mentioned at the outset that I'm in year number 12 for this litigation, and that's true. And that means I don't have the dollars to really pursue this case as well. I'm spending everything I've got trying to defend myself and keep myself from extradition. So if they can donate something, times are tight for everybody, Greg, but if they've got the capacity, we do have a Give, Send, Go account. It's just Deep 6, so Deep and the number 6 in the search bar at Give, Send, Go, and every little bit helps. So we just set that up, by the way, in the last day or two, so there's nothing on there yet. But if anyone would like to inaugurate a donation to us, we'd certainly appreciate that. Every single dollar that comes in goes to the process of getting the Canadian government back into their own country.
Well, and the, you know, again, as you mentioned, the impact of this, of course, is the impact that happens when you have these, this country coming in acting like a private company, basically facilitating moving jobs offshore and destroying our economy. That's not helpful to us by any stretch of the imagination. Deep 6 at Give, Send, Go. Deep and the number 6 at Give, Send, Go. Gordon, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it, sir.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Greg.
You bet. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this brief break.